This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden repeated Wednesday U.S. commitment to Israel security.
My commitment to Israel security and the safety of the Jewish people is unshakable. The United States has Israel's back.
Biden made the comments at the White House a day after he confirmed U.S. citizens are among the hostages captured by Hamas over the weekend, as he condemned the militant group for the quote-unquote sheer evil of its shocking weekend assault on Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu joined with a top political rival on Wednesday to create a wartime cabinet overseeing the fight to avenge the stunning weekend attack. In the sealed-off Gaza Strip ruled by Hamas, Palestinian suffering mounted as Israeli bombardment demolished neighborhoods and the only power plant ran out of fuel. The new cabinet cobbles together a degree of unity after years of bitterly divisive politics, and as the Israeli military appears increasingly likely to launch a ground offensive into Gaza, it will only focus on the war. The Palestinian envoy to the United Nations described Israel's bombardment of the Gaza Strip and vowed to impose a complete siege on the Hamas-controlled Palestinian enclave as extremely horrific.
Stop this carnage of civilians, and as we see it displayed in the Gaza Strip, meaning that the immediate issue that all of us should come into agreeing to is to stop the fighting, to allow humanitarian assistance.
Palestinian UN Ambassador Riyad Mansour at the United